Welcome to Sisters and Sages. I'm your host, Laura, teacher of Ayurveda, Jyotish, and yoga, and it's my mission to show the world to itself. In these podcasts, we are sharing close-up and personal conversations with enlightening teachers, scrumptious sisters, and inspiring sages in order to share with you their divine inspiration, the power of soul connection, and the beauty that is everywhere, all around, all the time.
In this episode, you get to hear from Moji, a true light in this world, whose presence, wisdom, and loving guidance point us to the freedom and joy of who we truly are. Born in Jamaica as Anthony Paul Muyung, Moji moved to London when he was 16, where he worked as an artist. From a young age, he was drawn to spiritual inquiry, eventually traveling to India, inspired by Sri Ramakrishna, and later meeting and spending time in the presence of Papaji, whose own master teacher was the great sage Sri Ramana Maharshi. Since then, Moji has been sharing satsang with seekers from all over the world, those whose hearts are yearning for direct experience of the one true self. Like many, I appreciate Moji for his wisdom and gentle presence, but what I enjoy most about him is the authentic, direct, and often humorous way he has of teaching truth and always pointing people to what is real. In our interview, Moji humbly offers a powerful tool for self-realization. And after the interview, I've included a short talk where Moji invites us to recognize the true self and live from there, beyond the doubt and distractions of the ego. Moji is real, and he has real-life wisdom for all. I hope you enjoy. Hi, look who's here. Shri, 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 Moji Ji.
That's not my words, okay? That's her words.
It's wonderful to be with this man who's everybody knows, but by now we all know this is a man of grace, great, great wisdom, and a great, beautiful, generous heart. So may I ask you just one simple question?
Yes.
So the question is just simply this. What is your message for the world? Do you have a message to share? Something you'd like everyone to know?
What I'd like everyone to know, if I was given the chance to really say that, it would be I'd like everyone to know that the greatest joy, the greatest peace, the highest wish that any human being could hold inside their heart is already inside your heart. And that I would like them to know, and also to let them know that there's a way of discovering that experientially. It is not just some sort of fantasy, a sort of spiritual fantasy, that it is realizable, it is recognizable, but it would help to have someone who would guide you into that direct experience inside the heart, you know. And I would volunteer myself as one amongst others who can help in that way.
Nice. Then may I ask one second question? Mm-hmm. Is there one thing that you do or everyone could do to stay in that place for peace of mind each day? One simple tool?
Well, one simple thing. Well, I can say a simple way in which you can invite a living sense of presence within your own self. The simplest thing I could think of right now would be that if you just get into the habit of saying thank you, you know, I have always been when I get the chance to share with people, to get them to say, listen, just thank you, thank you, thank you, to say just thank you. It sounds very simplistic, it sounds very naive thing, but some people may even think, you know what, thank you for what? I've got nothing to thank anything for. I'd say you especially come and say thank you. Just keep just saying thank you. Thank you, and bend your head a little bit, and you can do this in your room. You can lock yourself in the bathroom if you want. You can whisper it, but you must have a sense of just meaning and just saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And like this, what happens is that all the negative energies that we store up consciously or unconsciously begin to dissipate and begin to break down and leave a wonderful space, a kind of empty space inside the body and being. And within that empty space, you know, as you continue to just, even for a few minutes each day, in the morning or evening or whenever you feel like it, just to keep saying thank you to existence, thank you for this body. Thank you for the use of a mind. Thank you for the senses. Thank you for you know, friendships. Thank you for even difficult experiencing, because all are contributing towards my my final awakening to what is real. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Like this, keep saying thank you. And at a certain point, that a vibration will arise inside, a beautiful vibration. And then I will say that just continue with this, or welcome this vibration, and you will start to just love it naturally. Because if something is very enjoyable, one thing is you're going to want to enjoy it again and again and again. So it will. It's a very simple meeting that ends up in the deepest and most profound love affair you are going to experience. A love that will not leave you and not betray you. So that would be a very simple thing that anybody can do. It means that you don't have to be Christian or Muslim or Hindu or anything like that. Everybody and anyone can do that. There are other simple exercises that they're just like mirrors that reflect, you know, in a very dynamic way, a very living way, an authentic way to you, the vibration of being. And with that beingness, it starts to come, like waves of illumination begin to come slowly here and there, now and again, inside your mind. And they will begin to just liberate the mind from any sluggishness, any pent-up darkness or something. All of that will dissipate. Mm. That's a lot of words, perhaps, but I don't think it can be, for the moment, I can think of a simpler way.
Thank you. Then all I have to say to you is thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, welcome,
thank
welcome,
you for your
welcome.
Beautiful wisdom and grace. Next is the introduction to a satsang that Muji gave recently. I include it here because not only is he guiding us to the way in which he feels it would be most beneficial for us to show up for this particular satsang, but because I think what he's guiding us to is the best way to show up in the world for everything.
We turn it over to beloved Pooja Sri Muji.
Namaste, welcome everyone to Satsang today here in this beautiful setting along the banks of Ganga. And I'd also like to welcome all those who are joining us today via broadcasting. And I'm very happy for this service, because we know that there are many beings around the world who really deeply enjoy being in Satsang and to feel as though they are participating. Well, they are, not feel as though, but they feel they are here with us as we participate together in real time. So then they don't have to just watch it later. They're actually watching in real time with us here in Rishikesh. So be welcome to all of you. And the last time I was here, a few days ago, I had a chance to meet many of you and here are some of the questions that are of concern to people who are somewhere within their journey towards, I would like to call it, self-realization. Not everyone actually may be conscious of that. Perhaps we have set the goal a little bit more in a phenomenal way. Maybe we simply just want to be a yoga expert or something, or some like to for physical health, or would like to learn more about the different dimensions of being, what I would call more the spiritual philosophy and so on. But what I would like to just remind you is that this is not so much our focus. Yeah? the satsangs that are conducted here while we are traveling in India, and it is the satsangs that are the way that satsangs are conducted under my guidance, is always aimed at the realization of the truth that is ever present. So truth is not going to come into existence at some later point. It is eternally present, you see. Whether this the manifest world is there or not, the truth remains the truth. It is not an object. It is not something someone can possess independent of it being themselves. And I like to just bring that forward as quickly as possible, so that your mind, your heart, your consciousness is open to the immediacy of what we're here to invite. That I would prefer that our questions are coming from those who really would love to experience from the place of their completeness, rather than merely from the position of the present. Now, I'm not making any big promises about that, because you can only ask from where you conceive yourself to be at the present. And even though in my own heart I see you as the self, in practical life, we demonstrate that we are not aware of ourself in that profound way, but most people are only aware of themselves at the body-mind level. We really feel that the fact of our being is residing in our person, in our personalities, and the sense of personhood. And I'm wanting to demonstrate with your cooperation that you are much more than that. Much more than that, that this body is a time body, or you may call a mortal body, but the immortal being is inside it. And but this immortal being, in order to taste experiencing diversity and so on, it created this body. And somehow all beings were compelled to identify with the body, which is merely the instrument that consciousness needs in order to taste experiencing. We are compelled to identify with the body for a time, believe we are the body, and the conditioning that arose around our bodily existence, and to take that to be what we are. It is part of what we are, but it is such a severe limitation on what consciousness is in its fullness, that I have to say that we are really just on the surface of consciousness when we are experiencing consciousness through the mode of a person. You see, the personal form of consciousness is a very inhibited form, largely selfish, insecure on so many levels. And we can understand why, because if you believe you are the body, you know that the body will come to an end at some point. So there is a subtle, I would say, trauma that is embedded in the mind of the human experience of consciousness, which I hope you will come to not just know of intellectually, but experience maybe something today in the short time that we have. I'm very optimistic, you see, in the short time that we have, that somehow some deeper understanding, some deeper experience will help you to at least to whet your appetite to go more deeply into the potential and possibilities of yourself as consciousness. So thank you for just allowing me to say that, because I have to really just set the space for what we are here to invite.